You're listening to Leaders Portfolio Audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, and we are talking with the principal in charge of Walden Studio Architects and Planners, Ravi Walden. Ravi, welcome to Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thank you very much. It's pretty exciting to be here.
Now, Walden Studio Architects is located in Columbia, Maryland, and you design everything from churches, retail centers, to offices, houses, and government facilities. So kind of the whole gamut.
We are a generalist firm, that's for sure, and we like it that way. It makes our life interesting because we get to do lots of different types of things, but also it's good for business, you know, just to be healthy and diverse in terms of projects.
What areas do you find are kind of taken off right now, and which ones are, I would imagine office buildings is a little bit slower, mm-hmm. but government facilities is same rate. Is that about right?
That's true. I mean, we do a lot of church work, so that slows down, but it doesn't stop. But we're definitely looking at a lot of public sector work, and that's a healthy thing to be in right now.
And I read your firm philosophy. Mm-hmm. It's that the art of building is about designing creative spaces people use. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you a question, and if you don't have the answer now, we'll come back mm-hmm. to it. But give me an example of some famous structure that was creative but not used.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good question, and I'll struggle with that. But mostly we're really talking about practical usefulness of buildings, and it's not our philosophy isn't just to create. I mean, I want our buildings to look good, of course, but we don't want them to just be a work of art.
You want them to be functional.
They need to be functional, and they need to meet people's budgets, and all those things that architects sometimes get in trouble with their reputation for is we really try hard to be very focused on what our clients want and to add that bit of creativity that doesn't have to cost more.
Now, Walden Studio Architects received the 2008 Small Business of the Year Award from the Baltimore, Washington Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're real excited about that.
And you've had expertise designing buildings. You talked about budgets for mm-hmm. People, you know, care about budgets, from everywhere from $150,000 budget, so a smaller building or home, to $34 million budgets. So how do you approach, as a leader and a designer, how do you approach designing a small $150,000 budget differently from a $34 million?
Well, I mean, we tell our clients that what I really believe is that we approach our projects with the same passion, whether it's small or large, because for our clients, it may be the only time they'll ever build, or it might be the largest building they'll ever build, whatever, but it's extremely important to them. So we try to start by understanding what our clients' goals are and what their visions are. And we don't come to a project with a preconceived idea. We're really trying to capture their vision, and that's how we approach our work.
And you've had 29 years doing this.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've seen a number of architectural trends over time. And I was going to ask you, because, every business now is talking about the economy and how it's affecting things. And one of the things I know in the architect sector is that they're building smaller houses. That's been a kind of a comment on that. And then are you seeing that that's happening in other areas as well?
Well, clearly the biggest trend in design would be just to become more and more environmentally friendly. Our firm does do sustainable design work. You heard the term LEED mm-hmm. and LEED accredited buildings. And that, of course, is a system or a way to do buildings. But we approach everything with an attitude of sustainability in mind. So it's definitely something that's going to continue to grow in the world, not only in just architecture, but the way we think.
Now, there was, I think 20, 30 years ago, there was a discussion about environmental awareness in architecture, and may have even been longer than that, but there became this real awareness over the last decade. Why mm-hmm. do you think it all of a sudden picked up?
I think it has more to do with social trends. So I'm aging myself a little. I graduated in 78. Back in 1978, I knew how to design a solar shield to keep the sun off of a certain surface to the hour. I mean, we're taught that, but nobody really wants to pay for something that finessed. But now, I think society as a whole is just more conscious about energy wastage and usage. And, with the economy the way it is and things are expensive, of course we're going to want to do things as economically as possible.
And can you design an environmentally home or building for approximately the same price, or is it still out of sync as a non-environmental?
Since I don't do single-family homes, generally the rule of thumb is if you're doing a sustainable design, we're already doing that as a part of what we do. And if you're going after a basic LEED certified building, you know, it's going to add 2-4% of the cost of the building, but you're going to recapture that in the operation of operational costs of the project.
So it's more upfront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we're speaking with the principal in charge of Walden Studio Architects, Ravi Walden. What's your leadership philosophy, Ravi?
In terms of my philosophy, you know, a building doesn't have to look like it's my style or preferred style. There's so many ways to design a building. I really try to teach a culture or emulator model, actually, a way of serving our clients with an attitude and an art of service. And I have some very good architects on my staff, and I don't try to interfere with their design. But we all work as a team. We're very collaborative. So I try to teach or lead by example of a attitude of serving our client and just thinking about how to design a building for them and having that through our office culture as an attitude of service. And so, you know, we have a lot of different types of projects, and they don't necessarily look alike at all. There's no cookie cutter design in our firm.
And when you founded this firm, your thoughts were to be a generalist firm, or over time did you become more specialist?
We have several targets in our business model. The firm, and it does have to do with that logo of ours, and it's really a 45 degree and a 30-60 degree triangle that form a square with a white path, and it has a lot to do with a verse in the Bible that means a lot to me about pressing on toward the goal of the upward call of God and using my giftedness for His glory. But that idea of pursuit is in our logo, and pursuing things toward excellence, and doing whatever we do toward excellence. And we do a lot of church work. We also do retail office buildings. We do preservation work. So we're a lot of interior design work. So we like being a generalist firm, because it's in this economy, you can't be putting all your eggs in one market sector. It just is a recipe for disaster, as you can read in the paper every day.
Now, what, you know, your principal and a lot of, you know, trained CEOs in one area struggle with this, because once you become CEO, now you're managing and you're not doing the skill that made you so good that allowed you to build the company. So what is, are you about 50%, you know, kind of operating and 50% doing your trade architecture?
In the way that I structured my own life, so to speak, is that I'm one third marketing and one third management and administration and one third leading projects. So the way that we're structured, I tend to lead in the beginning of a job, guide it through its concept, and then step back while my team is producing construction drawings. And then I'm always involved in meetings and so forth. So I have a lighter hand in terms of that, because I have a lot of people I trust in my organization.
And the one third. Did your percentages not line up that way, and you had to figure it out over time?
They actually have lined up that way. I think when I first set it up that way, it's more like just grabbing a number and model, but it's worked out pretty well. And I guess as a leader in any business, you don't want to get away from what you're really passionate about. And I don't want to not be an architect.
And you talked about sales and marketing. And so a piece of what you do is going out and getting new business.
Absolutely. And I love that part. I enjoy meeting people. I think of myself as a fairly social person. And so I enjoy just getting to know people and what their needs are. And when you're marketing and for architecture, in a way, you're kind of in the back of your head designing a building in your head when you're setting up a proposal and you're trying to solve someone's problem. So that's a very rewarding thing.
We're speaking with the principal in charge of Walden Studio Architects, Ravi Walden. And Ravi, we were chatting before a little bit about my leadership philosophy, Panoptic Leader, which you said you had read, and you see, and just to kind of remind listeners, I have this theory that there are leaders who show patterns of success in a specific business sector or in any sector, and then there are panoptic leaders, which are those who do it in not only their business sector or their career sector, but they do it in multiple different areas, whether it be through their family, their community, their world, and their colleagues, and that And that this is tough to follow, right? Because in our head, we think of, who do we think immediately of panoptic type leaders, right? And you might think of like Martin Luther King or somebody like that we all, you know, celebrate a day over. But it's actually pretty tricky because we all fail in some of those sectors some of the time, you know? And so to me, this panoptic leader is somebody who's aspiring to succeed in multiple areas, and at least they're aspiring. There's some people who've just said, that's it. I'm not going to mentor people. I'm not going to do anything. And then there's other people who say, you know, I do want to embrace some of these philosophies. And so, but then they, you know, can, you know, they go over time and they fail and they try again. And so you made a comment that tied into your logo somehow.
Well, in as much as, you know, coming from my own Christian background, that I want to live my life with integrity and honorable ways, and I want to run my firm that way, and I want everything that we do to be of that same level of pursuing excellence and to be consistent between my home life and my business life and the things that I aspire to and our values. So, I mean, the businesses really do have a value system, and I'd like to think my values personally and professionally are the same.
And how is your leadership kind of character grown over time?
Grown over time, you mentioned about one thing, being an architect, and in some respects I've had to learn to trust other people to do a really great job on the building's design, and so learning to let go of that and trusting a larger group of people to follow that is something that I believe I've learned over time and continue to learn. I think basically if you're not learning something new every day, I feel like you wasted your day. And so that's one thing that I've learned is to delegate more, to empower other people in my organization to make decisions, because, you know, you have those plateaus in business and you get to the end of what my own personal capabilities are, and to grow you have to delegate others to take you to the next level.
And so what is Walden Studio Architects and Planners in the position of? Are you growing? Are you staying about the same? I know a lot of architect firms are doing layoffs right now.
Well, I think we are not unlike a lot of firms. We're struggling because the economy is difficult, but we're actually doing a little bit better than a lot of our competition. We're holding our own. So this year, I consider if we just hold our own, that's a huge win. We're struggling like others. I say God hasn't thrown us any big bath towel type project, but we got a lot of hand towels. So
that's a good way to say
Keep moving along.
Yeah, and in your field, you kind of have to always be getting work now for next year. There's always this long pipeline.
Yeah, the building cycle's 3 years, so you know we've got to, you know, in terms of anticipating work, we have to anticipate a year down the road. Even if we start a church project today, it could be stuck in civil engineering or zoning reviews for a year and a half or 2 years. So there's large times that we have to have smaller projects. I talk about rocks in a jar, and as a project model, and large rocks or small rocks, and if you get a lot of different size rocks in a jar, you get the greatest density, and that's how I look at production and in our office. So we embrace having big jobs and small jobs because it really helps us to fill out the ups and downs of our life.
And I'm wondering too if architecture is going to take a hit because, you know, there's still this commercial real estate problem out there. So do you almost think there's going to be, they talk about how the recession has ended, but, you know, we still have a jobless recovery. Do you almost think that architects as well are going to have a delayed, it might get worse for architecture firms? Or no, you feel like you're coming?
I've talked to a lot of my colleagues, and I think we're going to see continued bumping along the bottom for a while. It's not going to be a quick recovery. It'll be slow recovery, and there are a lot of unemployed architects out there right now, and so companies will be slow to bring on a full-time person, but they might hire somebody per job to accommodate their short-term bursts of need.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio. Appreciate it.
Well, I thank you very much. I This is a new experience for me, and it's been very enjoyable.
Thank you. Ravi Walden, principal in charge of Walden Studio Architects and Planners. And, of course, his interview is available online at leadersportfolio.com, his bio linked to his website. And if you know a business that you think shares leadership ideals, nominate them for the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. If you think they're an effective leader, well, applications and nomination forms are all at leadersportfolio.com. We're looking for great leaders and leadership businesses from across the D.C. area. Up next, Catapult Technologies ranked 1452 on the Inc. 5000 list. I'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.